page 36, Simon Resh Nun Beis. We're in the middle, as you can see, the middle of Daled. So we have been discussing that if a non-Jew is doing something for a Jew on Shabbos, so there has to be certain provisions in order to allow that, for a non-Jew to do something for a Jew on Shabbos. First of all, as we learned before, we learned some of these halakhas before, but they're repeated here, that you have to set a price for the activity that's being done. You have to set a price. It has to be that it's not public. It has to be that you don't tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. And under all those circumstances, Mechaber said, if the malacha, if the pursuit is done on Shabbos, completed on Shabbos, so then let's say the classic case would be a non-Jew did something for your clothes, laundered your clothes, tailored your clothes, finished that, right? There was a price to finish that. And so then you would be allowed to wear it even on Shabbos. Even though you finished that on Shabbos. Now again, we're going to talk today how you take delivery of that. But again, the Mechaber says you'd be allowed to wear it on Shabbos itself. In other words, they finished the activity on Shabbos. Mr. Wong, as we've been saying, finished laundering your shirt on Shabbos. And again, we'll discuss how you got it. Now you have it, you would be allowed to wear it on that Shabbos. Even though he laundered it on that Shabbos. The Ramah brought down that some disagree and say, no, you shouldn't do that. Because the bottom line is that this was done on Shabbos for you. And the Ramah says, so therefore you have to wait after Shabbos is over. Bichdei Shiasa, the amount of time it would take to do that thing, you have to wait that amount of time after Shabbos is finished. That's why we call the Chachila. Unless, end of second line of the Ramah upstairs. Imlo shetzarech alav b'Shabbos. Unless you really need whatever this is, so let's say in this case, the shirt. Let's say you need that shirt. So the Ber Halacha says, for example, you don't have another white shirt, except for this one. So so you need that shirt on Shabbos. Yeah, maybe you have other shirts, but you know, like not a nice Charles Twitt, from London. A shirt, you want your nice Shabbos shirt. So that was the only one. So then you would be allowed to, the Bir Halacha says, and explain the Ramah. Sha'azi Sohakil, then you could be lenient that you would be, again, like the Mechaber, allowed to use this object, even though it was something was done to a Bayanaju on Shabbos, and was done for you, obviously. But again, it was under allowable a situation, you'd be allowed to use it even on Shabbos. Ve'im yesh litlos de nigmar be'er Shabbos. But let's say, another possibility is, let's say you could say that maybe the activity was done before Shabbos. Maybe it was finished before Shabbos. I know. Again, maybe I took in the shirt on a Wednesday or Thursday even, maybe even Friday morning, I don't know. And then, it's after Shabbos, I come out, and like I said yesterday, we'll talk about how you take delivery, and Mr. Wong brings it to my house. Well, maybe you finished it before Shabbos. Maybe you cleaned it before Shabbos. So then, Bereshah, Mutar B'chol Inyan. So then it'd be okay, there'd be, it would definitely be all right. Definitely be okay. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings down an interesting case. All right, so the Mishnah Brura also says, let's say if he just fixed it a little, let's say he ironed it or something like that, so for sure it'd be okay. Okay, so then again, if it's possible to say that maybe it was finished before Shabbos, so then it's definitely okay. The Dafka im shagar lo ha'inu Yehudi l'beiso. And when we talk about all these cases, whether according to the Mechaber or the cases we just discussed according to the Ramah, where you would be allowed to use the object that he did on Shabbos, that would be only under a circumstance where the non-Jew returned to you the object to your house. He made a delivery to your house. Avol asu likach kelim mebeis ha'oman b'Shabbos, but v'yantav, you're not allowed to take something from a craftsman, from his house, from his store on Shabbos or Yom Tov, the obvious reason. People will think, oh, you know, like, you know, you brought it in, and you, so that would be a classic case of marasayim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you know for sure that he finished it before Shabbos, but to go to his place of employment, to go to his store and take the object back, that's wrong in and of itself. He could have had it, you brought it on Monday, it's finished on Wednesday. I forgot to pick it up. But you know, it's a cleaner that you're friendly with, for sure they'll give it to you. So could you walk in and take delivery of the shirt? No, you can't do that. We can all understand that. So you couldn't do that. It would have to be delivered to your house. This is all talking about that. There's one other case. There's one other thing the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And that is that, let's say the non-Jew really didn't do that much. Let's say he just, like I said before, he fixed it a little. Let's say we'll see by shoes. Let's say he didn't make the shoes. He just like finished it, you know, like maybe polished it. So that would also be okay. Because of a Kalim Shasa Lisa. This is all talking about that the non-Jew made me something. But let's say the non-Jew is making shoes, and he's making shoes to sell to anybody, right? He's making shoes, he's a shoemaker, and he makes a bunch of shoes. So he didn't make these shoes necessary for me, he made them to sell. Mutar Yisrael hamakiro leilech v'liikach mimen b'shabbos v'lind olam. So now, let's say, you would be allowed to take a delivery on a pair of shoes. Let's say, you know, he sees you walking the shul barefoot and let's say, Italian shoes. So Guido comes down and says, Mr. Jacobs, why, you know, like, here? And he knows your size and he gives you a pair of shoes. He gives him a pair of shoes. And he knows Mr. Jacobs, he trusts him. So again, the Rambam was saying, you can't set a price. You can't, Mr. Jacobs would not be able to say to Guido, okay, you know, after Shabbos, you know, I'll pay you the $500. O.J. Simpson, whatever. You know, those very expensive shoes. Yeah. So, you know, I'll pay. So you couldn't say a price. Obviously, you couldn't do that. But again, they know each other. He buys his shoes all the time there. So Guido's upset that he's walking around with those, you know, and he's walking around with deck shoes. You know, So he comes out and says, it's not Shabbos, Dick. You know, so he comes out and he gives him. So then, again, he didn't make it for him, specifically for him. And again, he's not mentioning a price. And so in that case, it would be okay. It'd be okay. He didn't do anything specifically for Mr. Jacobs. And they're not making a business deal. He trusts him. So then in that case, again, he didn't make it for him. Or even if he did make it on Shabbos, but he didn't make it for him. So that would be okay. Okay, pick this up in Meir Session tomorrow. Bli Neder.